This week's story is sponsored by Audible Kids. Please visit audiblekids.com/storynori for your free audiobook download. The Boy Who Cried Wolf. Hello, this is Natasha, and I'm dropping by with a famous fable by Aesop. It's told by an old man who remembers the biggest lesson of his life, the one that got him branded forevermore as the boy who cried wolf. But before the story, I'd just like to ask you a question. Do you know the song that goes, "The wheels on the bus go round and round"? Yes, of course you do. Well, you can buy an audiobook from our sponsor Audible Kids that has this and loads of other songs that you can sing and clap along to. It's called Mother Goose Wheels on the Bus Move Along Songs, and you can download it by going to audiblekids.com/storynori or by following the link in our sidebar. Now, where was I? Ah, yes, the story.
When I was a lad, my father used to send me out to the fields each day to watch over his sheep. Anyhow, there are worse jobs than sitting out in the fresh air all day. But it was boring work for a lad. I longed to be running around with my friends, playing ball or making boyish mischief.
"Can't the sheep look after themselves?" I asked my father.
"After all they know is how to bleat and munch grass, and there isn't much else they do." But father said it was important work. And most importantly of all, I must keep my eyes peeled for the wolf, in case he came sneaking into the fields and grabbed one of the spring lambs. And so I couldn't even go to sleep. I had to sit and keep a sharp lookout. And a few weeks of this, I got so bored that I began to wish that that wolf would show up and give me something to do. And then I got thinking to myself. "Let's liven things up a bit," I thought. "Let's play a trick on the villagers." And so I got up and ran as fast as I could into the village, shouting at the top of my voice, "Wolf! Wolf! Wolf!" And the villagers grabbed sticks, rolling pins and pitchforks and came running up the field to chase away the wolf. But when they got there, all was peaceful. The lambs were frolicking as usual, quite unmolested. And I laughed. "Ha ha! Fooled you all!" But none of the villagers laughed with me. Some of them grumbled, and the blacksmith became quite angry and shouted at me. But he was just a bad sport who couldn't see the funny side of my joke. And so a week later, I did the same thing again. Only this time I put on an even better act. I dubbed red paint on my arm and pretended that the wolf had bitten me. This fooled even the blacksmith, who was on his guard after the last trick I played. And when they all arrived, breathless, in the field again, I called out, "Ha ha, I fooled you." And this time, quite a few of the villagers were angry with me. And I got quite an ear wigging from the blacksmith, the teacher, and the ironmonger. When I got home, my father was furious and told me that I had a stupid sense of humour. But I thought it was funny. And so did my friends. About a week after that, I was sitting up on the hill watching my father's sheep as usual. It was getting on for evening and the sun was setting behind the forest. I would have to spend the night out there, and oh, how lonely and bored I was. Then all of a sudden, the sheepdog started to bark, and the flock was running around and bleating like they had all gone mad, only they hadn't. There was a wolf coming among the sheep, and he had seized a lamb. "Wolf! Wolf! Wolf!" I called out, and I ran into the village to get help. But nobody came. Not one villager. They carried on doing whatever they were doing, eating supper, drinking ale, finishing off their work for the day. "But please," I said to the blacksmith, "this time it's true. There really is a wolf." And he just shrugged his shoulders. You see, nobody believes a liar, even when he is speaking the truth. And that's why you should never cry wolf unless you really mean it.
And don't forget, we have lots more Aesop stories and loads of other stories on storynori.com. So drop by soon and listen to some. Until then, from me, Natasha, bye-bye.